Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Why didn't that play? I'm just waiting for the intro to play, so here I'll play it myself. Why didn't that play? Welcome to Embrace Life Media, everyone. I am Tiffany Monique, the host of Embrace Life with Tiffany Monique. Tonight we have a very special guest. She is chasing her dreams, knocking the door off the hinges, or should I say dancing her way through the door and knocking them off the hinges. But before we get into that, I want to just welcome everyone. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are in for a treat. The reason, the purpose that we are here every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night is to help everyone listening to embrace life and overcome whatever challenges that you may face. And we like to build up bosses. So our niche is really in entrepreneurship. We have questions all the time. How do you do it? Different inspirational guests to share their story, to give their tips on how they made it. Or you can also, also follow on YouTube at Embrace Life Media. So we have tutorials on there, how to build your brand, what is a brand. And honestly, I don't even like to use that word. I think brand is like equivalent to swag nowadays. It's just watered down. I'm not sure if everyone knows how to even, what that even means or what that is, because what we see nowadays, and it's no shade to people who really are building on a daily basis, but social media has kind of made it smoke and mirrors, so we kind of don't really know who's working and who's not and who wants to be a boss. I mean, someone has to be the worker, right? I know one of our supporters on the show had left a message on Instagram saying, a lot of people think they're bosses, but really they're just modern-day workers. And that was so deep to me because you have to invest into your skill set. You have to invest into some type of training to really, really be a great entrepreneur. Do people just wake up and want to be doctors and they're a doctor or a lawyer? No, they invest into their skill sets. They go to school for almost 10-plus years to really be able to say they're an expert in their field, and that is no different with an entrepreneur. I have been investing into my skill set since I was 19 years old. I went to my first seminar. For those of you just listening, you definitely want to Google Dani Johnson, D-A-N-I. She taught me everything that I know. But here's this crazy woman, but she was a millionaire by 23 years old. She started in business when she was, I believe, 20, and she became homeless, and then she got reinvolved, and she was a millionaire by 23, and she trains people on how to do it. So until this very day, she's in her 40s now, but she's an awesome woman. And I spent over $20,000 in my skill set. Of my own personal money, I still listen to stuff until this day. I'm constantly feeding my spirit and my mind and my brain. And I'm also creating videos to help those feed their spirit too. So make sure you're subscribed to Embrace Life Media, and make sure you are also joining on Instagram. My Instagram is Tiffany_Monique. That's TiffanI_Monique. So we have an awesome treat tonight. I'm very excited. Like I said, we have people who are always chasing their dreams on the show. Tomorrow we have a young lady by Angelica Sweetie. She created a natural hair 18-inch doll because her daughter wanted to be blonde-haired and didn't like the reflection of her skin. So she created a black natural doll called Naturally Perfect, and she will be on the show tomorrow. Awesome story, so make sure you're tuning in. Same time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so without further ado, guys, if you have any questions for tonight's guest, Ms. Ashley Everett, she goes on Instagram as Ashley C. M. Everett, then make sure that you're calling 347-994-1870. I tell people all the time, if you're shy and you don't want to, you're kind of shy to ask a question, even though she's not going to bite you through the phone, You can email embracelifemedia@gmail.com if you have an inspiring story and you feel you can be a guest on the show. You can email us embracelifemedia@gmail.com. Keep it at a minimum with the questions because we want to give everyone a chance to ask their question, because it's not often that we get someone as talented and as really on fire as tonight's guest. So without further ado, I'm just going to bring her on the line. Hello, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. Thank you for coming on Embrace Life Media. I'm Tiffany Monique, and we really appreciate you coming on tonight's show.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So do you go by Ashley Everett, or do you just go by Ashley?
I mean, there's so many Ashleys in the world, so, like, people call me Ashley Everett sometimes, but, I mean, not, like, all the time. People call me Ashley or Ash for short. But, some people look at my Instagram name and they think it's Mick Everett, so I think that's always funny. I'm like, it's Mick Everett, and that's a good thing, so...
Yeah, I thought that too when we first looked at it. Like, but I know those are two of your middle names. But one tip that I like to share with people, because this is, we build like entrepreneur tips or dream chasing tips. I think people who are like of some importance or at least hold themselves to a certain standard, they go by two names. I mean, unless you're like Beyonce or Oprah, which you have a great relationship with, but unless you're Beyonce or Oprah, then you only need one name. But if you, you know, are building that name and for yourself, I think it's great to have two names. So Ashley Everett is what we will call you today. So where are you from and how did you get your start?
I'm originally from Northern California. I've been dancing, I always say, since I was in the womb. But I started when I was like 2.5. And I started with ballet. And then as I got older, I did jazz and hip-hop and tap and all those fun different styles. And then when I was 16, I moved to New York with my mom to, like, pursue my dance career and go to, like, bigger schools and just be in the scene a little bit more. And that's where it all began, in old New York. I ended up, like, auditioning for Beyonce and stuff. And, you know, one thing led to another, and here I am now. But I live in Los Angeles now, so...
Okay, so you're in L.A. So that's what I was going to ask you. You've been doing it since the womb. You've been dancing, you know, your entire life. Is that something that your mother or your parents cultivated you to do, or was that just, like, a natural passion of yours?
Well, they put me in the dance classes, and they were like, yeah, well, you know, stick her in ballet, see if she likes it. And I actually, like, loved it. I was so focused and determined. And, you know, as I got older and could actually, like, do choreography and stuff, I was like, good at it, you know. It was something that I loved and I was passionate about and I was good at. And so I was just trying to just mold my craft and perfect it as much as I could and get better at it. And, I always thought I was going to be a dancer.
So you knew early on that that's what you wanted to do. So at 16, you were doing all of these auditions. What did you know about, did you learn early on about developing thick skin for those aspiring dancers who, you know, they're afraid of rejection? Or do you
want
to face that? Is that something that you knew early on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I've been to auditions before as a child for, like, summer programs and stuff, and I didn't get into everything, but it's just part of the process and part of the industry and this business, you know, like, you have to get turned down in order to see if you can make it or not, you know? You got to get the no's until you get the yes. Everything can't be a yes. And it just makes you stronger and more determined, I think. So rejection is part of the process for everyone.
So how do you face it now? Do you still face rejection with such a large resume?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, like, I'm not always perfect for, but I'll audition for it, and, you know, it's a great opportunity, great exposure, and, you know, maybe it's not just my job, which is okay. I've learned to accept that everything is not for everyone, and in this business, you know, there's a lot of, like, typecasting and stuff. Like, if they're looking for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl, I'm not that girl, you know, and I just have to accept it. Sometimes they'll be like, yes, we loved her so much that we'll just switch it up or whatever. But, you know, everything's not for everyone, so it's okay.
All right, we're just going to take some callers because we actually had people call in before the show actually got started. So let's just jump into that really quick. The last four digits is 9271. Welcome to Embrace Life Media. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Hello? Okay. 1793. Welcome to Embrace Life Media. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. How are you?
Hello.
Stacy.
You have a question or comment?
Yeah, you can hear me. Yeah, I have a question about, I guess, just building your personal brand and branching out outside of what your true, I guess, your core passion is. So for you, it's going to be dance. We all see that. But how do you think about extending your brand and just developing your personal brand outside of what you've grown your presence in?
I think that's excellent. I'm working on that now. I'm trying to do it. And sometimes it's out of the comfort zone. But I think that is awesome, whether you're trying to do it or, you know, anyone trying to do it. It just opens up more doors and more opportunities, I think. So I completely support that. And I'm trying to, you know, take the risk of doing that same thing.
Can you give some examples of, like, I guess, how you're working on that and how you thought about where you're going to start taking the risk to jump into different things?
Well, like, for example, right now, I just wrapped up, like, a TV show, and I was dancing on the TV show, but we also were acting, and, you know, I haven't grown up, like, taking acting classes and stuff all the time, so that was kind of new for me and just something different, which I liked, and I like learning new things and experiencing new things. So I'm probably going to like jump in some acting classes and go on more acting auditions and stuff like that. Also, I'm like working on, well, right now it's just t-shirts, but eventually I would love for it to become something more than just t-shirts, hopefully a line where I have like dance wear and, you know, undergarments and that kind of thing. So I'm working on that as part of my brand, too.
That's really inspiring. Thank you.
Thank you. Great question.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, everyone, welcome to Embrace Life Media. I'm your host, Tiffany Monique, and we have Ashley Everett on the line. If you have any questions for her, you can certainly call at 347-994-1870. Again, it's 347-994-1870. So you had your first audition for Beyonce at 16. How did that go? I mean, obviously it went great. You're still working with her, but how did it go?
It was so nerve-wracking. I mean, I was just a child, you know. I was 17 when I auditioned for her. And, I mean, it was an open call. So open calls are basically word on the street. Anybody can go. Your mom could go. People who don't even dance could go. Like, it was huge. And I didn't really have any crazy expectations. I was just going for more so the experience. And to dance in front of her, because I had met her and her choreographer a couple of months prior. So I was like, let me just, you know, show that I can dance and that I do this type of bit. I've always wanted to. And, you know, her choreographer remembered me from that audition. And so kept me around, and she came, and they both got to see me dance and perform. And, I mean, it was like fate, I feel like. I was at the right place at the right time when I met them. And then being able to get back into that audition and dance in front of them, I think, was just fate. And it was meant to be because, you know, it's been a great, what, almost like 9 years now that I've been with her.
Wow.
It's been insane. It's been,
well,
yeah,
congratulations,
it's been
on that. I mean, people would really literally freaking chew their arm off for that spot. Who's our choreographer?
Frank Gadsden has been her choreographer for a very long time.
because we had Sean Banks on our show, and I believe he did some work with her as well. So what has she taught you, or what have you learned from the greatest? Because, I mean, as alongside her, she's keeping up just as much as someone who's, like, professionally trained and, you know, just doing that. That's just, like, natural for her. Is it intimidating at all?
Well, you know, I mean, she's just a beast, and, you know, it's so inspiring because her work ethic is just out of this world. It's just unreal. She works harder than anybody I've ever worked with or known, and it pays off, you know. She's worked very hard to get to where she is. It didn't just come overnight and come that easy, you know. And so that, I look up and have learned so much about that and that work ethic and this industry and, you know, music I've learned about. And I love that she's always trying to reinvent herself. She doesn't get comfortable. She's always, you know, trying to improve. And one thing that is just, like, incredible about her that I've seen and anybody who has worked with her has seen is that she's just, like, a sponge. Like, anybody around her who has any type of little talent, she will suck it all up and just, like, take it in. Because she is constantly learning and not afraid of that. And I just think that's really dope.
I know, she's like a robot.
I try to be a sponge, too.
Yeah, we all love Bee. She's like a robot. We know that she's going to reinvent herself. She's going to work harder than anybody else. I mean, everything you said, and I'm not even alongside her, but we do know that. How has your life changed since then? I mean, just knowing that you're the big redhead, curly hair, one sitting right next to her. How have things changed for your career and just your life?
I mean, it's crazy. It's changed a lot from, like, you know, before I was Beyonce's dancer. And it's definitely helped mold my career and my brand and put me out there and people, you know, recognize me and know me from being her right-hand girl, which is awesome, and I'm just grateful for that. Definitely opened up other opportunities and doors. Who knows what I would be doing if I had never even went to the audition, because I was living in New York. I was on the path of, like, going into a dance company and not necessarily, like, commercial dancer. But now I've, like, worked with some people, some legends and people that I grew up looking up to, and I've gotten to be in videos and movies and TV shows and award shows. I've traveled the world and I get to do what I love. I'm just grateful and blessed.
Do you ever feel like you've made it? Like I've arrived, I've made it, or
I feel like I've achieved goals and dreams in my life, but I don't feel like I'm like satisfied or like I am satisfied. I'm happy, absolutely, but I'm not done. You know, I want more. I strive for more. So, I mean, I think I made it to a certain point that I had set the bar for, and now I want to keep making it even higher.
Awesome. Let's take another question, if that's okay. 6316, last four digits. Welcome to Embrace Life Media. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Yansha. I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Hello.
Hey. Hello?
Question or comment?
Yeah, what advice would you have to your younger self? To the younger Ashley?
To my younger self.
You took one of my questions, so go ahead.
To my younger self, interesting. I think I would say don't feed into the negative side of this industry and business, because it's easy for that to happen and easy to get lost in that. And, you know, I just have to remind myself still to this day to just keep myself around positive, humble people who love me for me and not want to use me for anything.
And, you know, growing up, it's hard to remember that all the time. So, yeah, that'd probably be it. I don't know. That was a hard question.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. That was certainly one of my questions, but I kind of asked that toward the end. Let's take one more caller. 1427. Welcome to Embrace Life Media. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Manisha. I'm from Boston. Ashley, I wanted to know what you thought about someone who wanted to go into the industry but didn't have, like, the life training.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, well, there's a lot of people who are in the industry who don't have the training. There is a lot. A lot with just that natural talent and, like, star quality that I know. A lot of them are my friends and all that. So it's definitely possible. I think because, you know, maybe you haven't had the training or been around the right people, I think it's just putting, like, getting around those types of people or in those environments because, you know, a lot of this industry is who you know, so.
Yeah. What kind of advice would you have? As a first step, what kind of advice would you have as to, like, really, like, putting your foot into it and really getting into it?
Are you a dancer?
Yeah.
Yes. I would start with taking a class. Go take any of your, like, favorite choreographers or teachers, or even if, you know, they're not, like, the famous ones on TV these days, just go take some class because that'll just teach you how to learn and how to process it all. And, you know, say... Because you're in Boston, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of teachers who travel out there. There's workshops like the Pulse and all that. I don't know if you have heard of them, but a lot of teachers travel out there and teach. So if you can get into any of those classes, then you'll meet the right people and, you know, talk to them and ask them for advice and the teachers and meet them, you know, let them see your face and remember you. I think that's a great first step.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
So what's a daily life for you? Because I'm sure you're busy a lot. So what do you do on a daily basis to get yourself wound up?
Well, I try to be working. So, but usually my day will, like, I'll set my alarm because I'm not a morning person, so I have to set it or else I'll sleep. For the afternoon, and I'll usually end up having a rehearsal or something, or if it's like a shoot day, I go straight to set and be there anywhere from, you know, 8 hours. I've worked like 12-hour days, 16-hour days. Video shoots are like the longest days ever. Those can go up to like 20-something hours. But, yeah, I don't know. My daily routine, it's hard to say because unless I'm doing a consistent job, the daily routine switches up all the time. You know,
Do you feel like you're living your dreams?
I feel like I'm living one of them, absolutely. I always wanted to dance and be a dancer. And, you know, I didn't know about the industry. I didn't know about agents and managers and auditions and stuff like that. So now that... Well, when I found out about that, I was like, oh, so this is how people get in music videos and in movies and stuff like that. And I used to always just want to be, like, in the video. So now I've gotten to do that, and I've gotten to perform on huge stages and at the Super Bowl. And just, I've done some, like, awesome stuff. And absolutely, I would call it living a dream. Yeah.
I just want to say congratulations to you. I mean, a lot of people are fighting to live their dreams every single day to get to their dreams, and you're actually living it. One of the things that you said was it's not about what you know, it's who you know. Can you elaborate on that? Because people are trying to crack their foot in the industry every day.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the unfortunate side. Like, yes, talent is what will get you there, but, you know, you do have to, like, know people in this industry. You have to, that's how you get your name known
and people will ask about you and ask you about you. And that's just, like, the reality of it. It is, it's partially who you know. So a lot of, like, L.A. and, like, this Hollywood lifestyle is being out and mingling and, you know, meeting people and talking to them and talking about yourself and what you do. It's just kind of part of the process.
Do you ever have time for a personal life? What do you like to do for fun?
I like to shop. I like to
yes,
shop.
Every
I like
girl likes to shop.
Outdoors. Like I, right, who doesn't like to shop? But I love being outdoors. Like, I love the beach. I love swimming. I love hiking. I have a dog, so I take her out. What else do I like to do? I like to travel even when I'm not working, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like to go on vacation.
I know. So you said some of your dreams were just to be in videos. What are some videos that you've been in? I've seen you work with J-Lo, Neo.
Yep, I worked with J-Lo, Neo. I mean, I've been in 13 Beyonce videos.
Wow.
Obviously, one of them is Single Ladies. I don't know if you knew that or not, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of them is Single Ladies. Yeah, I've worked with Usher and Ciara. I mean, that got me good video. You know, I don't know. What, you want other videos? Or?
Yeah, like, you work with J-Lo, right?
Yeah.
J-Lo?
Yep.
Yeah. So you have some great names. Now, this is Embrace Life. So what are you embracing in your life?
I am embracing love and happiness and living in the moment. I feel like I'm definitely embracing that these days. I'm trying to embrace, you know, growing up and responsibilities and setting up my future, trying to think about that as I get older now, too.
Yeah.
And embracing that.
So it's like you're busy, you always
flaws.
Have something going on. What do you do for balance? Like, are you reading? Do you read? Or I don't know. What do you do for balance?
I'm not really a big reader. I think a lot of my balance comes from
your phone's
keeping,
going
you know,
on a bit.
Sorry.
Hello?
I thought that was the phone. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. A lot of my balance comes from keeping myself surrounded by, like, down-to-earth people and friends and family. You know, I'm very close to my family, and they're very supportive of me, and you know, I try to keep myself surrounded by love all the time and fun and happiness. Like I said, I like to be outdoors, so I love to, like, just go to the beach and have, like, a beach day, go on a hike and get some air, fresh air and sanity.
I'm sorry, I'm just cutting you off, girl. What were you saying? I thought you were done. Hello.
No, I was done, and then I said I love to eat.
Oh, yeah, we all love to eat. That's the next thing I was going to ask you. Do you have a health regimen? I mean, I was going to ask you, do you work out, but I'm kind of assuming a choreography is a workout. So are you conscious of what you're eating?
Yeah, that's... I try to make healthy decisions. Like, I try to put healthy things in my body. I'll do juices and stuff. But for the most part, I eat pretty much whatever I want. I just try to make, like, good decisions. You know, healthy decisions. And I do work out, but not, like, all, like, 5 days a week or anything, and not consistently. And I like to do, like, more physical workouts and not just, like, be on a treadmill or something. Like, you know, I'd rather ride a bike or
do something outside or whatever.
I cannot do the treadmill. Like, running in place is like, whew, it's just too much going on.
I can't either.
But before we let you go, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years with your career and your life and your vision?
Gosh. Hopefully I'm still, like, you know, on your TV screen, whether I'm dancing or maybe I'll be acting or something one of those days. Hopefully I'll still be, you know, in front of the camera. Yeah, that's the goal. I don't know. I don't even know where I see myself next week because my schedule is crazy. But that would be just great to, you know, eventually veer into the acting world a little bit and try that out. Either succeed in it or not, who knows? But I'm definitely gonna try. Can't hear anything.
Embrace.